们家有几个连接不到，碰不到。等一下再讲，就是一个是心中的东西，一个是什么？帅哥出现以后，你要舒服，一定要帅哥消失才能够产生舒服的衣服，你们可能常听过。
So let's just keep using this example. When you see a handsome man or a pretty girl, your eye makes the contact, and then you feel that this good-looking person is outside of your eye, outside of your body. But in fact, just from science perspective, it's actually the image is processed, it's received by your optic nerve, and then you're actually reading, seeing the image be inside of your brain, and then you make connections to your memories, and then you generate feelings, good feelings or comfortable feelings or bad feelings, and then you don't know that all of these are actually within your mind. That's the first point. And then the second point is you can't really contact the latter thought cannot really touch the first thought. So we keep talking about this point. So first thought is the image of the good-looking person. And that has to disappear before your second thought arises, which is, oh, I like it, or this makes me feel good. So when you say, I like it, you can never really like it because the first thought has already disappeared.
所以这边像这边讲法无异法妄自爱着、啊、就是每个当下就是讲你好这两者你跟好两个是没有差别的很难懂等一下我讲来解释看看、啊、
So here it says one dharma is not different from another. The deluded mind clings to whatever it desires.So, in fact, there's no difference between good or bad. And this is a very difficult concept. We will keep talking about it.
那我讲的比较你印象深刻但是不是很雅的比例啊。就是假设里面啊像我们叫这个小 baby 好了啊。小 baby 是不是一个人对不对那你以这个头为焦点来呈现一个人跟以肛门来呈现一个人是不是同样的东西
So let's give you an example which is maybe not you know it's a little bit gross but let's think about a baby. Baby is a person and but how do you you know represent this personDo you see the head as a representative and then view the whole body? Or can you also, you know, use the anus of the baby to view as a whole person?
你看哦，肛门拿掉的话，这个脸还会不会好看？
So let me ask you, if you take away the person'sAnd it's like the bum. Does the face still look good?
还有哈，你就是脸部，你去近去，你把它很近眼的看，用显微镜看哦，不好看。
And also, if you look at a person's face under a microscope and you look really closely, it doesn't look good.
就是一个洞一个洞，因为什么？那个你。我曾经有修过你把那个皮肤放大不好看的就是那个什么就是像那个网状的那里面有一个洞一个洞。
修过
没有就把它放大。比如你观察皮肤你把就是其中一部分的皮肤你把它放大不好看。
Yeah, if you look at the skin under a microscope, then it doesn't really look good. You just see holes.And I have actually practiced, you know, visualize the skin. And then you just see like some kind of mesh and it doesn't look good at all.
好就是那现在就是说身体只是一个代表而已其实这个身体整体嘛 你 把它放大，就是整个世界整个宇宙，那你只是譬如说我今天以譬如说我以树木为焦点，以树木来呈现整个宇宙，那今天好我转过来以车子，从整体来讲，比如你从地球来讲，以车子为焦点跟以山为焦点，是不是都是整体？有没有差别？没有差别的。
So if you use the body as let's say a reference point or a focus point, and then you keep enlarging and enlarging the body to the whole world and the universe, then the whole universe is there, and then it's just the body is just like a representative of the whole universe. And similarly, if we use trees as a reference point, as focus point, then expand it to the whole universe, it's just viewing the whole universe from using the focus point of trees. There's really no difference. If you just expand all of these items, and then at the end they are just the universe, and those are just single points, single focus points.
然后对我们来讲，比如说我看到树木，通常我们一般凡夫是有一个被看到的树木，一个主体的我，一般人是这样子。那假设你是能手双王，就是被看到的前脸跟后脸，这个什么已经透过，比如说透过修行把它化掉的时候，你就会发觉就是什么树那个东西都是你。
So when ordinary beings, when we see trees, there are trees that are being, they are seen by us, and there are the self, the subjective self that are seeing the trees. So there's the duality. But then for enlightened beings, when they have breakthrough from all duality, there's no subject and object. There's no such thing as the tree being seen, and there's no person that's seeing.And then everything is just the mind.
所以说说你看到一个东西，他们叫一即一切，一切即一。
So when you see something, for the enlightened being, what they describe the state is when they see something, one is everything, and everything is one.
所以你每个念头，你任何一个念头。它就是整体，它那个小的不管是什么都是整体的。
So for enlightened beings, even a single thought, one thought, is the whole. And because everything is a whole.
所以我在一个什么这一个我常常会放咽口嘛，咽口他们叫做吃一半香，他在讲香的时候，这个香就是整个佛性，或是这个水就是整个佛性。
So I sometimes I practice yan kou, which is giving food to hungry ghosts. So there is the saying this piece of incense, and for the enlightened being, a piece of incense is the whole Buddha nature, and then or this.But this cup of water is the whole universe. It's the whole Buddha nature.
他们讲说什么？收来再一回尘，散去普心法界，就收来的时候变成很小，再一回尘，那散去普心法界。
And they also describe the incense. If you and the relationship between the incense and the Buddha nature. So when you collect to it.Then it becomes this piece of dust, this really tiny dust of incense. And if you allow it to permeate, it can actually disperse the whole Dharma realm.
所以我们在禅修，你们这边有没有禅修的时候，可能禅修到第快要第六天、第七天， 师父会请我们在什么，在真空里面惊醒，不然你有没有听过，有没有真空，你的心里感觉你在真空里面惊醒，其实它就是真空，就等于是什么整个什么禅堂。
So, back in the day when 师父 was leading retreats, in the sixth or seventh days, when people are really ready, 师父 would ask them to do walking meditation, inside a needle, a size of a needle hole. So he would tell them to actually, visualize that you are doing walking meditation within, the needle hole.
你们可以想象啊，譬如说我是太空人，有没有？太空人他们有这个太空漫步，有没有？那你在天空，不是天空，就是太空，对不对？你去发觉你感知无量无边的什么，就虚空，然后可能又在某地方有一个星球，有没有？那用你，就你的身体还有星球无边的虚空，都是什么？我一般讲，就是被你感知的东西嘛。那只是你这一个身体就在这个虚空当中移动一下，移动一下。但是呢，身体某部分的星，某地方的星球，还有这无边的那种虚空，是不是都在你的身体里面，在你的心里面？
So maybe you can try to imagine if you are an astronaut.And you are walking in space, and then you have this infinite space, and then you see maybe a little tiny planet and here and there, and the body, so the body, the planet, and all the empty space, the vast empty space, are all being aware by you. And when you move the body, it's like the body moved a little bit.In this vast space, in space. And then, but everything, the planet, the space, the body, everything, isn't everything within your mind?
还有你们看看，你在太空中，你漫步了十公尺，你感觉你有漫步十公尺吗？可不可以衡量？
And also another question, if you walk, let's say 10 meters in space,Do you feel that you have walked 10 meters? Can you measure that in space?
因为星球跟你怎么衡量？说我本来在这个位置，现在没办法衡量，对不对？
There's no way you can measure it because, you know, if you're within space and the little tiny planet is so far, far away, there's no way you can measure space and distance.
还有就是什么，你看看哦，我本来左脚哈、哦，这一个时空是左脚，下个时空右脚，对不对？是不是左脚消失了才能够产生右脚
？And if you walk, you first take the left foot and then take the right foot. The left foot has to disappear first, so before you can take the next step, before you can move your right foot.
所以这个里面基本上就是时间跟空间啊、哦。有些人都问我，时间跟空间是什么？时间是跟空间，主要是你心中要先以一个现象，最主要是以身体。还有你的什么，你的环境作为基准，比如说我们现在你们坐在这边，对不对？那你外在的就是什么，就 Corona Avenue， 对不对？那你往外，比如说你现在这边，你走出去，对不对？那就你反正在禅堂嘛，那等一下走出去，那这样的话，你就可以界定什么？界定你在空间不同的位置，那又可以界定时间。
So people ask me, what is space and time? And I told them to really establish space and time, there must be first a phenomenon in the mind. And then you have to have some kind of reference point. Usually that's your body. So there's the body, and then outside of the body, there's the environment. So for example, now you're sitting in the Chan Hall, and then later on, maybe you walk outside to Corona Avenue. And then the house, that's how you establish space, the time and space.
那你如果你从这边移动，比如你走了100公尺，我们可能要一分钟，对不对？或者十分钟，对不对？你这样从这边十分钟大概走一公里嘛，对不对？如果你的心在太空当中，它有没有办法化解你走了一公里？
So to be able to tell time and space, you really need to have a reference point. So if you walk outside, let's say you walk for 10 minutes, and you can maybe walk 10 kilometers. But then if your mind, if you walk 10 kilometers in,
心在太空。
太空你在看嘛，你在太空上看你移动什么一公里啊。看得出来吗?
But if your mind is in outer space, and let's say you look down on Earth, can you actually tell that you have moved to 10 kilometers?
这里面其实，你看，我们是以身体为中心的，因为我们从太空中看一个星球，星球里面是不是有个森林？那森林里面有一只火虫。从这边移到那一点，里面是不是东西移来移去的，对不对？可是你从星球看，可以看到吗？看不到。
所以你要 zoom in 才看到。
对，要 zoom in， 但是你一般人看不到。
So most of us we take the body as the center point, but if you are in outer space and you look down on this planet.And you wouldn't be able to tell, you know, to see the details, unless if you, zoom in and keep zooming in. And then you see maybe the forest, and then you see the monkeys in the forest.
但你从外面看，你并不觉得那些东西动，因为你没有注意它嘛。
But if you're in the outer space, when you look at, let's say the forest, you don't see any monkeys moving.You wouldn't be able to tell they're moving.
还有，我们再回头再看看哦，我们的，比如我这边，我里面是有个也是我是一个红血球哈、哦，我从心脏出发啊、哦，然后转了身体一周，你知道那个红血球一天可能跑了100公里，可能我不太清楚，我们会觉得里面有东西在跑。
Okay.So let's assume that I were a red blood cell, and then this tiny red blood cell circle the body, and then maybe a whole day, little red blood cell traveled, let's say 100 kilometers. But then for the body, for the entire this body here, did I feel something moved, circled around?
好。啊、再讲一个，因为这两天我的一个经验、哦、然后比对什么呢？比对这一个时间，我这两天就是在兰达那边、哦、就是4点就起来了嘛，好像他们要就一直就让我就是脸部很痒啊，很痒啊，我自己的猜想就叫他放烟口吧。但我还想睡，所以我就躺在床上就练这一个平常清醒的时候要练40分钟的后半部的那一个的那一个招勤，这样子40分钟左右。然后这样好吧，因为如果正常的话，我放硬口的话大概要三个多小时，那现在有个简短版的哎 ,40 分钟喔，甚至还可以更短 ,20 分钟的。那我就躺着了，我说我还想睡、哦、那你们既然、哦、需要的话，那我就 边躺然后边默念这样子。那我记得那一个如果是站起来要什么就是坐着清醒的时候大概要唱大概要40分钟左右。那我躺下去那我只唱其中的一半而已哦。我一直觉得我一直在唱啊。结果醒来的时候已经两个就是唱了一半唱到一半而已我以为可能在20分钟啊结果已经两个半小时了。那这几天就是这样子啊。
So let me tell you my personal experience that happened recently. It will give you an idea of time and the concept of time. So I was in Atlanta and then I woke up at 4 p.m. Four a.m. early in the morning. And I didn't really want to wake up that early, but it seems like some sentient beings, you know, they wanted to get food. And then so I feel itchy. I couldn't really sleep. And then I was just doing the chanting, the yanko chanting. But I was doing it on my bed because I was still very sleepy, tired. And normally it takes about 40 minutes to do the short version. And then so I was just lying there and then I was starting to do the ritual, the ceremony. And then I was doing it in silence. And I thought, okay, this is probably, you know, I finished the second half in probably, you know, 20 minutes, probably already took 20 minutes. That's what I thought. And when I got out of bed, then it's actually has been 2.5 hours. And then this has happened, actually quite several times already.
那我又想到你们有没有听过蓝柯一梦是吧？蓝柯还是柯？蓝柯一梦，那我大概可能希望你们不知道，所以要重新解释、重新描述一下哦。就是有一个秀才，是不是啊？然后要去赴京赶考嘛，哎，中途就在寺庙，好像是道士的样子，不是寺庙，好像是道观的样子啊，那边啊借一下休息，对不对？那道士好像正在不知道煮什么东西啊。他说你就先休息一下啊等一下煮好以后我再什么再把你叫醒对不对然后躺下去就开始睡觉了啊就他开始做梦梦到他去什么去赴京考试考了状元然后就是什么当了宰相然后又什么然后又结婚生子那他的孩子也什么也去考状元然后孙子也考状元后来然后都互愧然后他就回家告老齁享受什么享受清福齁结果道士就那时候听到道士起来吃饭了才15分钟而已。
So there is this, story, a Chinese story, a tale, that, describes that a person, going to take the national exam, if they pass and if they get very high scores, they can become, you know, high up in the government.And then this guy, he's on his way to take this exam. And then he got tired and then he took a short break in a Taoist temple. And the people in the Taoist temple told him, oh, we're just cooking some food. Why don't you take a rest first? And once the food is ready, we'll come and wake you up. And then so the guy went to bed and then he started dreaming. And then in his dream,He dreamt about he went to take the exam and he got the highest ranking. He became the highest government official. And then his son also, took the same exam, also got highest ranking. And his grandson also, you know, passed the exam and life is good. And then he's about to retire. And just before he got to the retirement part, the Taoist people came to wake him up.
然后再讲另外一个我常常讲的就是有一个人去游泳死掉啊然后他就是我们叫濒死的什么回顾啊他说他14岁嘛那他就从小时候到他14岁这一生重要的剧情都有播放就对了啊然后他就看到他小时候吸奶的啊你们很常听的他就 去他妈妈的奶嘛，结果抬头一望是阿姨哦，就去求证没有错，那时候他妈妈有转包啊，奶水不够。那我就讲说，在这个14年的这个等于是录影带啊，他一秒钟就播完了。啊，如果没有濒死的话，他就什么按照人间的时间播14年。
So, previously the tale, the guy, in his dream, he had his whole life and only took about 15 minutes, when he got woken up. And then there's another example, that we personally know this person. So when he was 14 years old, he went swimming and then he almost drowned. So he had a near-death experience. So at that instant, he had a flashback of his memories for the past 14 years. All the main plots, main events were played back at that instant. So 14 years was played in 1 second. But then if he didn't have that near-death experience, then that time is actually going on according to this human world.
所以在这里面我们的经验上啊，譬如我们打坐啊，我们可能打坐打得比较好，他腿都还没有做好，锵，就已经一个小时了。有些人说，哎，奇怪，我脚都还没摆好，怎么？
And then maybe some people have this experience when they meditate. They feel that they're just getting ready and they're just putting their legs together. And then they hear the chime. Cling, 1 hour has passed. And they feel, oh, this is too fast. It's been 1 hour yet. I didn't even, you know, get my legs ready yet.
所以心理老和尚不是在煮芋头吗？他就打个坐嘛，就要起来要看看那个芋头好了，结果已经什么，已经三个月了。
So, remember the story about Master Xu Yun, Master Empty Cloud? He was cooking taros, and then while he's waiting, he thought, okay, maybe I'll make some taros. Oh, sorry, maybe I will meditate for a little while to wait for the taros to cook. And then so he meditated. And then after he got up from meditation, it has been 3 months.
还有那个窥基大师啊，好像是窥基大师，他之前就在等新疆那个地带就打坐嘛，那出定以后就问人家说，释迦牟尼佛来到这个世界没有？他们说还没有，所以他就要回去再做第二支香啊，要等一下嘛啊。就第二次就出定以后，你要说释迦牟尼来了，释迦牟尼佛已经涅槃1000年了，所以他一支香是什么？2000年。
And there's the other story, Master Kui Ji. So, he was, in, Xinjiang province, Kui Ji Master. And he was meditating. And after he came out of meditation, he asked people, has, the Shakyamuni Buddha come into this world yet? And people at the time told him, no, the Buddha hasn't arrived yet. And then he decided to continue sitting. And then he started his second period. And then after he came out of his second period, he asked people, has Shakyamuni Buddha arrived in this world yet? And people told him, well, the Buddha has already passed for 2000 years. So one sitting period for him was 2000 years.
所以从这里面就是这几天我自己的经验啊，就是我的身体按照我们的地球的时间的模式啊，比如说我睡了2个小时或是8个小时才会从什么很疲倦的身体变成很有精神的身体，这个是按照什么，按照这个地球的法则啊，就身体的这个地球的法则。但是呢，我的意念， 我可以什么，就是我可以一秒钟，就像佛陀一秒钟能够像那个说一秒钟，然后14年的那个影片读完，或是一秒像我说一秒钟，或是一秒钟可能是两个半小时才什么才读完这个什么，读完20分钟的东西。它这两者你的意识的东西跟这东西基本上是撮合的，它不一定对，不一定相对的，不一定。
So, we feel that the time, so is going in accordance with the, you know, the world. But actually, for example, when we sleep, we feel that the body has to sleep for 8 hours to go from being very tired to being, you know, energetic again. That is going with the accordance of the rules of, you know, the earth, that we can say the earth world. But then in terms of the consciousness world, so 1 second can, for example, that person who had the near-death experience, that person just had like 14 years flashback in front of him within 1 second. And then for my own experience, when I was chanting the Yanko in my bed, and normally it would take only 20 minutes, but then I ended up spending 2.5 hours. So what does this tell us? What it says is that the consciousness, whatever happens in the consciousness, does not really equal to the time in this world.
好，你也看看我们日常生活当中，你的身体就按照什么，按照世间法则嘛，你就是用到最后就是什么，就从小孩子，然后大人，然后老人，对不对？我们的生理的机构是按照世间的法则嘛，比如说你今天跟昨天的身体长相都差不多，对不对？但是你们看看哦，比如我现在在这边，只有看到张三，有没有？我是马上一瞬间就把张三十年的东西就掉出来了，有没有？然后你还会选择张三可能对你都很好哦，但是你会选择一个特定的一个东西跟你的那连结啊，气死了，有没有？
So in our daily life, we operate according to the worldly dharma. The body operates with this worldly dharma. So what it means is, you know, you grow as from being a child to an adult, and then you become old, and that this change in the body is going according to the worldly rules. But then when you see another person, let's say when you see so-and-so, and then immediately you're able to get the memory, you're able to recall your memory from the past 10 years. So in that second, 10 years of memories just come out. And then maybe this person is generally good to you, but then you particularly like to pick the bad part, that he did this to me, or he didn't do that for me, and then you got very upset.
那我现在讲个实际的例子，我们有一次经验禅山，那有一个隐心呢，他在拜那个感恩礼拜的时候，师父说你要感恩国家，感恩父母，还要感恩什么众生，还要感恩什么师长的样子，三宝，三宝、师长、国家、众生嘛，他说什么人都可以感恩，就是妈妈没办法感恩，因为他妈妈在小时候就在当面，你看人家考100分，你才考70几分而已。他常常在他当的大众面前让他没信心，让他指责他，就是你怎么样。说他本来还有信心，就被妈妈讲到没信心了。他说我今天没有信心就是妈妈的错， 他不愿意拜哦，他说谁都可以感恩，妈妈不感恩。
And there was one year, 师父 was leading a three-day retreat, and there was a celebrity, and 是男众还是女众？
哎，男众。
And 师父 was leading the prostration, so paying gratitude, prostrate and paying gratitude to three jewels, to your country, to your parents, teachers, and to sentient beings. And then he told me that I can pay gratitude and I can prostrate to anyone except for my mother, because she criticized me so much when I was a child. She said, this so-and-so got, you know, 100%. How come you only got 70%? And I was a confident child, but because of her, I lost my confidence. And I'm the way I am right now, it's all my mother's fault.
那 我爸是没有怎么样劝他啦，那我是用我的 方式嘛，说你妈妈一天就是指责你五次嘛，那一次大概一分钟左右。那一天呢不过是五分钟而已，对不对？那你妈妈给你什么换尿布啊，她喂你吃奶啊，哪里抱抱你啊，23个小时呢，23个小时你不输给五分钟啊。
And I don't know, what 师父 told him, but then my way of giving him, advice, was that I told him, well, your mother probably scolded you 5 times a day, and each time it would last, let's say, 1 minute. So that's only 5 minutes a day. But your mother, you know, since you were an infant, she changed your diapers, she fed you, she hugged you. So all this other time, let's say 23 hours, is less than the 5 minutes that she was mean to you.
所以就是说，你在一个哇好大的白板里面看到一个黑点，你看不到白板。
So it's like within like a huge whiteboard, you only saw a tiny black dot on the whiteboard. You don't really see the rest of the whiteboard.
那第二个是你拿剑，拿记忆的剑自射啊！你妈妈就是小时候就是骂你的，对不对？这个已经变成记忆了嘛？那你想到一次就把那个什么，就是佛陀讲说，你被射了一箭以后，接下来再把它自射，可是我们不能不这么认为，就是妈妈射你一箭，对不对？这时候你再拔出来，是不是自射？其实大部分我们是自射。
And then also the second very pivotal thinking is that you are always hurting yourself. So if your mother, you're hurting yourself by yourself. So if your mother hurt you once, it's like she shoot an arrow to you. But then every time you recall your memory, what you're doing is you pull this arrow out and then you stab yourself again. So every time you think about it, then you stab yourself again. That's what Buddha told us. We are always, you know, using the arrow to shoot ourselves. But we don't think, that's what we're doing.
那你看看那一个星星接吻的嘛，他很明显就是什么，也是自射了，只是说 是快乐的自射，对不对？
So, like the video kissing with the monkeys, it's very similar. We're doing the same thing. We are shooting ourselves with the arrow, but with the pleasant sensation. But that is something you're doing to yourself, that you do to yourself.
但是我们今天讲的东西，不只是自摄或是什么那一个，而是要讲到什么呢？你的佛性里面，浮出，不管是浮出帅哥也好，还浮出你的感觉也好，这里面基本上帅哥还有什么，还有这个你的很快乐的感觉，他们的这个东西就是什么，就寡无异华，就是一个帅哥，实际上是你整体的什么，整体的显现。那你好的感觉，好的感觉也是整体的显现，那这两者碰不到，但是我们 我们会觉得碰得到，然后你会把感觉，我们叫做说，假设那一个活性跟这个感觉是相当于海水跟波浪，你是抓一个小波浪为活真理的话，那个海水。
So, taking the example of kissing with the monkeys, so you see this handsome guy and then you might have these feelings, happy feelings or whatever feelings. Those are things that appear in your Buddha nature. So the image of a good looking guy or the sensations or the feelings, those are all things that appear in your Buddha nature. And then these are actually described in the Faith in Mind inscription. One Dharma is not different from another because one phenomena is actually, when it's shown, it's a manifestation of the whole, entity, of the whole. And then when the first thought of the image of the good-looking guy disappears, can the second thought, which is your happy feeling, arises. So your happy feeling can never really come into contact with the good-looking guy. So you can say that this is the relationship of the oceans and the waves. So we take a very tiny portion of those images. They are like the waves. We take those as the self.
今天他这边整个他是要你用佛性过生活，有没有听懂？
And the whole Faith in Mind inscription is trying to tell us that we should live our lives using our Buddha nature.
那我就以刚才那个星星接吻这个例子来举例好了，就是你第一念你是以帅哥，不是我看到帅哥哦，肯定不是哦。当你的心看到帅哥的时候，相当于你的我们叫做无畏真理嘛，布袋戏不是有一只手嘛，你相当于你的佛性以那个帅哥为什么为焦点，呈现整个佛性，所以那个帅哥是你。那接下来你譬如在吻的时候，其实你是以吻跟星星吻然后呈现你的话，是你那个帅哥已经换掉了，那乃至于你记忆不出来，那也是记忆的帅哥也好，或是说你输的感觉也好，每个当下都是你的佛性穿着不同的衣服，那每个东西都是圆满的。
So then let's just use the example from, you know, the video kissing with the monkeys. When you first see the handsome guy, it's not that I saw a handsome guy. Definitely that's an erroneous view. So what's happening is that, the Buddha nature, the non-abiding true person is, putting on clothes. So the Buddha nature is using the handsome guy as a reference, point to reveal the Buddha nature. So the Buddha nature is revealed with the handsome guy as a reference point. And then when the kissing is happening, and then when you contact the memory or whatever feelings or whatever sensations that you feel, the Buddha nature is revealed using those phenomena as a reference point. But then, in fact, all of them are you. They belong to you. And every moment, it is already complete and perfect.
所以你这个里面就能够乱拼错啊。譬如说你看到帅哥，那接下来你可以面无表情，也可以好高兴，然后接下来你在接吻的时候，你也可以什么 选择不同的感觉表情，因为每个当下都是什么，都是一个新的选择。你要穿什么衣服，那一定是前面的衣服脱掉才能够穿后面的衣服，那这个衣服可能是帅哥的衣服，可能是感觉的衣服，可能是想法的衣服，但都是什么，都是海水跟波浪的关系。
So then what we are doing actually, in daily life is that we take all these, phenomena, all these feelings, images, and then we put them together. We just put them together like a puzzle. And like when we see the good looking guy, you can choose to be normal or you can choose to have a happy feeling. And then when you kiss a monkey, you can also choose different expressions. So every moment you have a new choice. It's like putting on clothes. You can put on a clothes of different feelings, regardless if they're feelings or thoughts or sensations. Those are clothes that Buddha nature put on. And those are just like the waves. And only the Buddha nature is the ocean.
那如果你知道全部都是你，那你顺着世间法就会说，我闻到了什么帅哥也可以，或者说帅哥就是我也可以。但是如果你不知道，你以为就是你就混制他嘛，一平等法混制他，那你就受限制了。
So when we operate in this world, we can go in accord with the worldly rules. So you first know that everything is you. So when you kiss the handsome man, you want to appear that you're happy, that is okay. Or if you want to choose a different choice, that is okay too, because you know that the handsome man is you. But if you're confused and then you start separating the self and others, then you are living in duality.
就是说我们这边要讲，就是你每个当下都来自导自演啊。你假如你知道你自导自演，那我就能够一下什么，一下演帅哥，一下演什么，演很难过的感受，一下又笑，让人家搞不清楚你到底是不是正常还是神经病。
So if you understand that everything is you, and we make a lot of times we make mistakes of, you know, self-acting and self-directing. If you can clearly know that first, and then it is okay if you are put on the clothes of this of this handsome man. So you know the handsome man is just like a costume that you put on, and then you can choose to be happy, or you can choose to be upset 1 second, and then the next moment you immediately become upset. And then all those are possible. And then people might get confused if you're crazy or if you're normal.
所以那个大宝法王昂世三世他得癌症的时候，有时候他哀叫，有时候你感觉他好像没生病，你不晓得他到底有生病还是没生病。伽马巴，伽马巴，是十三世这样，十六世，十六世，对，他得癌症的时候，有时候他痛得要命，有时候你感觉他好了。
And then there's this true story about the 16th Kamapa. He had cancer, and at the end of his life, sometimes he would be, you know, complaining about his pain and aching, and then the next minute he looked like he's completely normal. So then people are generally don't have any idea if he's healthy or he's just faking it.
那师傅也可以啊，师傅一下一下凶，一下狗血啊。
And 师傅 has, you know, exactly the same ability. So he can be really mean to you at 1 second, and the next instant he can be really kind and loving.
那我们没那种拱火的话，师傅过脖子我就跟他凶，对，那师傅凶的时候我有笑，我没办法，我说这样师傅才对啊，我只会这一招。
And then for me, I didn't really have this ability. So when 师傅 yelled at me, what happened was I yelled back and I got upset. And then immediately 师傅 was able to be really kind and then use loving words to me. And then for me, I feel that's how he should talk. But then that's because I only know how to operate in one single way. I only have one choice.
所以那一个什么野鸭子会过去的不是那一个百丈禅师吗？跟那个谁，跟那个马祖道一嘛，对吧？那个故事嘛，他不是看到一群野鸭子会过去的啊？那马祖道一说那是什么？野鸭子在哪里会过去的啊？就那个马祖道一就恨抓他的鼻子嘛，让他痛的要命，在哪里？然后他就可能是大哭一声啊。啊，接着这个就回来了，他说你就问他们，就问他嘛，就把这个事情告诉他们的等于他们的师兄弟啊，其他的僧人，最后然后讲一讲，他又大笑。他什么一下哭一下笑，为什么？因为他看到那一个你的佛性啊，穿着哭的衣服。啊，等一下，我用穿着笑的衣服，那你搞不清楚，因为我们是抓相的，你看不到相后面里面的那一个什么，那个海水，或是那个金子，或是那个无畏真人。
So, and then there is a story, on the Chan Master, Chan Master Ma Zu Daoyi and Chan Master Bai Zhang. So the wild duck, a group of wild ducks, were on the sky. And Chan Master Ma Zu asked, what are those? And Chan Master, Bai Zhang replied, wild ducks. And then Ma Zu said, where?And Bai Zhang said, they just flied away. And then at that point, Chan Master Ma Zu pinched very hardly on the Bai Zhang's nose. And then, he became enlightened, right? So later, the Chan Master Bai Zhang, he was sharing this story with his fellow practitioners.And then he was one minute when he was talking and he started crying. And then the next instant, he started laughing really hard. And then everyone else was just really confused. And the reason he did that was that, Master Bai Zhang was able to see that whatever, it is, crying or laughing, it is just the Buddha nature putting on the clothes of crying or laughing.And, but for ordinary people, they don't really see the Buddha nature inside. They don't see the non-abiding true person putting on the clothes. We just see the clothes. We don't really see the Buddha nature, inside.
所以你我们现在是不是每个当下你的佛性可以笑可以哭可以站起来可以打人可以哇张得很忏悔。有没有你佛性什么都不是但你什么都可以。
So every moment, you can cry, you can laugh, you can hit people, you can do whatever. And then all these are phenomena. But then in terms of your Buddha nature is not any of these. But then these are also, all these phenomena are manifestation of Buddha nature.
好那你们现在每天看电视哦。电视川普对不对？你们现在看电视或者看那个啊，你有两个选择啊。第一个川普就是你，第一个电视里面是有个川普，这两者是你可以选择的啊。你觉得说川普真糟糕，那就把它当真的嘛。那你说川普是我，这时候川普是你的话，他做什么我都可以什么，都可以。 我还是讲川普，但是我知道川普就是我。这时候你在看电视是不一样的，你的选择不一样的。
So when you watch TV, and if Trump is on TV, you actually have two choices. First, that you know that the Trump is actually you. And the second one is you think, you know, there's a real Trump there. And then you start complaining, oh, how could he do this? He's so bad and so on and so forth. And that you took it as real. So if you know, if you choose the other one, you know that Trump is you. And he can do whatever, and then because you know that he is actually you, you have a different choice. And you can still watch TV, you can still watch him, but then it'll be a very different experience.
那就是把川普当真的，那就不用讲大家都会了。那现在讲说，川普就是你，那怎么运作？
So, we're not gonna go...teach you how to take Trump as real because that's what we are all doing already. So we're going to teach you how to practice so that you can see Trump is you.
如果你看到荧幕上的川普就是你，那川普讲什么话就是你，基本上他是拼凑的。那拼凑基本上就是第二念起来说第一念要消失，所以从头到尾就是只有一个，你还是可以顺着这拼凑，你还是可以把它建立成一个什么世间的一个什么故事，但是你知道全部都是你自己。
So when you see Trump on TV and then you have all theseThat's a thought arise, and then just know that you are taking the thoughts and the image and you're putting them together, and then you put it like you're putting a story together. So if you already know that all of these are just put together by you, and your first thought has to disappear first before your second thought can arise, and so if you know that, you can still putall these phenomena together, and then you can still go accord with the worldly rules. You can put together a story, a worldly story. That is okay.
那你在这样的情况之下，就是那个荧幕你看了以后，最主要的是什么？你的感觉，你可以拼凑，比如说讲那个东西，你是什么连接？你很平静的感觉。那你也可以什么连接跳起来的感觉。那也可以什么连接欣赏的，但是你知道那是都是你的东西，也碰不到，但是你是可以什么乱什么什么乱乱错的，包括想法也可以，你这本来就是什么就是变错的。
So if you know that all these feelings, your thoughts,are all things that you put together. You put them together. You connect them. So then you can choose to connect different things. When you see Trump, you can connect this feeling of peacefulness, or you can connect to this very upset feelings. So all of these are different choices, but you know that they are yours. And then each one of these phenomena,cannot come in contact with the other. So at this time, you have a choice. So you can pick and choose peacefulness or happiness with Trump. So you put them together. And so that will be all determined by you.
那就可以讲说新经验嘛。你讲话的时候就是色。你透过色讲话是色。然后你呈现你的空心。那你乱错这个什么受，你就发现受是什么，就呈现你的空性，就在每一个色受想行识的时候，你就看到这是你的空性的功能，但是你是可以什么乱拼凑的。
So from the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, sensation. So sensation, volition and, sensation, form, sensation, perception. Yeah. Volition and consciousness are all emptiness. So what it is that you're using form to, reveal the whole, emptiness. And then when you have sensation, is the sensation revealing the whole emptiness. And all of these five skandhas are just functions of the mind, and you can choose to put them together.
好，我今天时间到了啊，因为我知道西方人都想问问题啊，也许可以让问你个问题。
Question.
Just referring to non-duality.How everything is mind, mind is body is mind, our stomachs are mind, food is mind. So in that sense, what need is there for us to eat? If perhaps we could just conjure something up in our mind, there's no need to actually act on it.
所以他的问题是，所以如果说全部都是心的话，身体是心，然后食物也是心，然后你的胃也是心，那为什么要吃东西呢？你就想象你吃饱就好了吧。
你在这问这个问题的时候，你本身不会认为食物就是心，你认为我为什么要吃食物？你本来就在 duality 里面了。
So, if you are asking this question, I already know that you are in the state of duality. You wouldn't think that food is you, the stomach is a mind. You think there's an I that needs to eat food. So I know you have duality.
前天啊，就昨天还前天，我们在 Atlanta 也是一个人。就既然我先生都是我，所以都是我，为什么我先生对我不好？
When I was in Atlanta, someone asked me, well, if you tell me that my husband is me, this is me, that's also me, but how come my husband doesn't treat me well?
你看，所以我就要讲，跟你讲一个故事啊。有一只老鼠啊，很怕猫啊，所以那请老妈把它变成一只狗啊。那狗就很威风嘛，因为不怕猫嘛。可当猫出现的时候，它赶快跑，因为。
So there is this story, it's a mouse, and then you know mouse is generally scared of cats. So the mouse, met a llama, and then he asked, can you transform me to a dog so I wouldn't be afraid to the cats anymore? And then so the llama performed the ritual and the mouse appears as a dog.And then he was walking like he's like, you know, he owned the world. But then when a cat appears, then he immediately ducked. Because in his mind, he still feels, you know, he's a mouse.
我们菩萨说我们后来没有做好呀。都讲五分钟。
We still have time because lunch is not ready yet.
Any other question?
Using the example of Trump, what if you have an uncontrollable reaction to seeing him? You make it sound so simple, like it's a switch, turn it off and turn on the I like Trump switch. And it's an uncontrollable reaction.
So,
otherwise.
就是你讲到川普的时候好像很简单，你看到他你可以选择高兴不高兴。那如果我对他的反应就是不受控制，我看到他就是这个反应，就怎么办呢？
哦，不受控制不用训练了，不受控制不用训练，就像他变魔术嘛，对不对？你变不出来不用训练嘛，啊，要变出来你要知道怎么操作。
So actually, there's no need to train you.On how to, you know, practice non-controllable reaction because you already know. So there's no need to train yourself to, you know, have this uncontrollable, reaction. If you play tricks, let's say you play magic tricks, we don't need to teach you how to be failing your tricks. You just have to keep practicing. You have to train yourself to get the tricks right.
So, 还有十分钟吗？ Oh. 事实上，不受控制，对某些人来讲，他要转化为不受控制还不容易呢。你相不相信？你说你要就是对你，你一定是很乖的，所以你就要对你什么人很发狂。哎，这边没有录音啦，这边有录音吗？有录音啊，好。好，就是你本来是很怕你妈妈的，现在说你要发狂，请问他有没有办法发狂？比如你看到你妈妈，你就是原先就是很怕你妈妈，突然间你要跟她凶，有没有办法？没办法。
So you talk about uncontrollable reactions. Do you know for some people it's very hard to lose control? And for example, if someone's always, you know, has always been obedient their whole life, and then now all of a sudden you tell them to be rebellious and or go crazy, or if someone is really afraid of their mom and then has always listened to the mom, do you think the person can all of a sudden you know, talk back or go crazy on their mom?
事实上啊，从佛的角度啊，我们每个人都是不受控制的。
So from the point of Buddha Dharma, all of us is uncontrolled.
你的不受控制是跟大众比起来，大众就是也是不受控制的，只是你是比较奇特不受控制，所以你要觉得是不受控制。其实任何人都是不受控制的。我们所谓能够控制叫自在啦，我们谁自在啊？啊，我上个洗手间。
So we are actually all unable to control ourselves. You are maybe able to control yourself a little bit better than the general public, but then in terms of Dharma, to be really able to control, that means you are at great ease. So that is the wider definition.
自在.
So 自在 at great ease means you're 100% in control.
So, 刚刚我是表演不受控制。
So, I just performed the incident that I wasn't able to control myself.
从佛法这个自在，身自在，心自在，我们基本上我们心不受控制，身也不受控制，对不对？
So from the perspective of Buddha Dharma, we actually talk about that the body is at great ease and the mind is at great ease, which means that you're able to control the body and the mind. But for most of us, you were not able to control neither the body or mind.
比如说，可能你的膀胱比较有力，你可以憋尿憋个两个小时，但是如果是四个小时，你还是什么？还是没有事情。
For example, if you have stronger bladder, maybe you're able to control and hold it for 2 hours, but then past 4 hours, I guarantee you'll have to go to the restroom.
那从这个佛性、
是活性跟现象啊，事实上自然就是只有活性跟现象。那自在的人是什么？他可以利用活性，然后在任何一个时间点，他去选择他要的现象。
So at any point, there's only the Buddha nature and phenomena. And for someone who's really at ease, that means that person is able to use Buddha nature to choose any phenomena.
就你看到讨厌的人，对不对？这是个现象嘛，对不对？那你可以选择，还真是不受控制呢。就是你看到那讨厌的人，那你可以选择很喜悦讲柔软，因为什么？讨厌的人是你，那你选择喜悦，讨厌的人已经消失了。但是我们一般人是讨厌的人，你觉得是外面的人，你觉得是人。第二个，你在产生讨厌的感觉的时候，其实跟他没关系，都是你，但是我们一般不懂，所以你基本上你选择的东西，你选择的现象就什么被你自己限制，你本来是可以什么自在选择各种现象把它拼在一起，拼凑在一起，结果你自己什么你认为外面那个是人，那你心心认为什么认为就是心心就已经产生讨厌的感觉，那你又觉得这两者是有关系的，那又觉得这里面有我好几个，就变成你就被什么变成心不自在。
So if you see someone that you don't like, that is merely a phenomenon. And then you see a phenomenon, you should be able to just choose. You can choose being joyful or and then being able to speak kind and loving kindness. But then because we are in duality, so you think that you saw a person, and then you start connecting all these other thoughts. But then what we are lacking is we didn't know that all of these phenomena, all of the image and all these sensations, thoughts are you. And so if you think that is a real person out there, you are self-limiting yourself. You're self-limiting the Buddha nature. And in this, we think that there's a relationship in the midst of all these phenomena. You think there's a self, you think the image is related to the feelings, but you don't know that when you have this second thought of dislike or like, the first thought has already disappeared. The first thought is the image. And when you generate a thought of dislike, the image of the person has already disappeared. So we don't know that, and that's why you limit yourself and you're not able to control, you're not able to be at great ease.
所以就是你要自在啊，那我什么叫从无要，我们叫六正见啊，可能大家听过了，六正见有没有听过？你要用六正见，你才能够选择自在啊。
So we talked about this before. There are six right views that we kept drilling on you. You need to apply all these right views to be able to choose being at great ease.
还没好哈。就现在讲六正见 ，Yeah, six.
Six right views.
啊、我现在讲哦，第一个，全部都是你，全部都不是你，这第一个要进来啊。
So first one is all is yours, but the none of it is the true you.
啊，就是因为这些都是你感知的嘛，啊，都是你感知，所以都是你。那这些感知的现象，你一转过头就消失了，但是你的佛性没有消失，所以都不是你。
So you can know that all of these are you because they are all aware by you. But then all these phenomena, once they appear, they disappear immediately. But your Buddha nature is still there. So you know the phenomena cannot be you.
这第一个，那第二个是什么？后念碰不到前念。
The second one is that the latter thought cannot contact the first thought.
对，那我们现在就是一直接着后念，只碰了到前念，是不是？是前念消失以后才能够再度产生第二念。
So normally we think that we are able to continue and then with the previous thought. But the fact is the first thought has to disappear before the second thought is generated.
也就是说你前念穿着川普的衣服那马上脱掉那第二念再穿着讨厌的衣服或是喜欢的衣服。川普已经不见了换衣服了。
So that is to say,your first thought, you put on this clothes of Trump. And then the second thought, so you have to take off the first thought, the Trump clothes. Take it off first. And then the second thought is you put on the clothes of dislike. But then Trump was appearing in your first thought, and it's already disappeared.
所以你每个当下都没有穿衣服，但是你可以选择你要的衣服。那你前面穿的衣服一定要脱掉才能够再选择第二现前的衣服。那个衣服你就可以乱穿。
为什么有时候每个当下都没有穿？
活性就是空的啊。空性就是活性就是空性嘛，没有，它什么东西都不是啊。
So in fact, that your Buddha nature is never dressed in clothes. Your Buddha nature is not really in any form.But then you can choose to put on different clothes. So first thought, you put on this image of Trump. And that has to disappear first. And then your second thought can generate. So you put on another clothes of I don't like him or dislike feelings.
因为第三个就是相当于我们讲的无我，没有一个主体，从 A 到 B, 有 A, 左脚右脚左脚右脚的30张画面但并没有一个我从 A 走到 B.
So the third one is no self, a concept of no self. So we keep talking about it that there's no entity moving from A, point A to point B. So if you see someone moving from A to B, there's no single entity that moved from A to B. What happens is 30 rapid arising and perishing. So you see 30 pictures of continuous pictures, but there's no single entity that moves from A to B.
同样的，我们一般叫十二因缘叫触受爱取有嘛。触就是你看到我这个现象有，那接下来你产生好的感受、坏的感受，接下来你产生喜欢跟讨厌。接下来你产生要抓跟排斥，这些等于是相当于衣服一直什么换来换去，但是并没有一个人跑去换衣服。若是有的话，就是佛性不动的佛性，无限什么，无限的在不同的时空，无限不同的衣服或是波浪，所以并没有个我。我的话就是佛性，佛性没有来去。
So it's like in the 12 links, there's the contact, sensation, cravings, grasping, and becoming. So first you contact the image, and then you have this feeling of like or dislike, and then you either you have this sensation of comfort or discomfort, and then you generate cravings or dislike.And then you have either grasping or rejection, and then becoming. So all of these are just like clothes. So the Buddha nature putting on different clothes. But then at the same time, there's really no one, there's no person, no entity that is within all these phenomena. All these are phenomena. There's no person, in the middle of these phenomena.And if you really want to talk about this, is what's happening is that within Buddha nature, all these clothes, all these phenomena, 12 links, they manifest, they are manifestations of Buddha nature.
他说好，但是我还有三个还没讲。 好，那第四个就是自导自演。你要知道你自导自演一下，比如说川普很糟糕，是你演川普，并不是真的有个川普。我不喜欢你，反正就是从头到尾都是你在自导自演，这个一定要清楚。
So the fourth one is self-directing and self-acting. And if you say, oh, I don't like Trump, you have to first know that Trump is you and you are playing Trump. And that's the first thing you have to know. All of it is you. And then you're just playing in your mind.
另外第五个是日念佛、夜念佛、啊、之前他们听错什么日念佛日，早上也要念佛，那晚上也要念佛，不是，是面子的面，就是外形是像月亮，外形是像什么太阳，叫日面、啊、面子的面、啊、不是念、啊、日念佛、夜念佛。
And the fifth one is the Buddha with a moon face and the Buddha with a sun face。
那这一个就是马祖道一生病啊，生病就是生病的外相嘛。那他没有要抓不生病健康的外相，就是生病跟不生病这两者是什么平等平等。
So this goes back to the Chan Master, 马祖道一。So when he was sick, so he does not attach.To the form of being sick, and he's not trying to grasp onto a form of being healthy, because either both healthy or being sick, those are forms and they are equal.
也就是说，你穿着生病的衣服，你不要想要把它脱掉去穿什么不生病的衣服，健康的衣服。
So if you're wearing the clothes of being sick.Then don't think about changing your clothes and take off the sickness clothes and put on the healthiness clothes.
因为不穿衣服，那个无畏真人从来不会生病，也不会健康。
Because the non-abiding true person that doesn't really have clothes intrinsically on, that true person is never sick.Or healthy.
那最后一个是、第一顺位、啊、第一顺位很重要、啊、就是说你以哪一个为你要什么，就是你叫做什么 priority 还是什么、啊、第一顺位。
The last one is first priority, and which is very critical. What is it that you want to take as your first priority?
那第一顺位就是说通常我们在做事、哦、跟人相，比如说做事也好，你是很快速的把它做好，然后做得很棒，跟我非常的放松自在的去做，这两者是选择的、哦、那你是以哪一个为第一顺位？
So for example, when you're performing a task, What is your priority? Would you choose to perform this task in a really efficient, fast, and a really good way with a good finishing, or you choose to perform this task with a relaxed body and mind and have a great ease? Which one are you going to choose as your priority?
就说比如说你煮菜，把它煮得很好。但是很紧张兮兮的，跟就是我煮菜，煮的哇进入禅定，那菜不见得好吃。你要选择哪一种
？So for example, if you're let's say you're cooking, are you going to make this your priority of you know making this food really delicious? But you're very tense, you're nervous the whole time. You're nervous. The end result's good. You made good food.Or you want to have this other choice, which is that you are so relaxed, you are almost entering, you know, samadhi, even though maybe the dishes didn't turn out so well. Which one do you want to put as your priority?
通常你以三昧煮菜、哦、大概也不会难吃到哪里去吧。
But if you can cook, you know, in the state of samadhi, I'm pretty sure that the dish will turn out well.
好，我们实在不能再冷下去了。
So time is up. Let me talk.